This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can join us by calling 855-450-3733. We're discussing the Maduro diet, also known as the socialism diet, also known as daily life in Venezuela. New study done, released just recently. Fox News has the story, the 2016 Living Conditions Survey conducted among 6,500 families in Venezuela found that 3 out of every 4 Venezuelans said that they lost an average of 19 pounds last year due to a lack of food. Also found that nearly 1 in 3 Venezuelans eat only once or twice per day, 32.5% to be exact. 1 year ago, it was 11%.
All right, so reason 589, well, why I absolutely hate socialism. All joking aside, this is going to kill people, just like starvation
yes.
has killed people all over the globe under socialism or a variation, a socialist system of government, be it communism, be it straight socialism. Take your pick.
We've talked before about some of the problems in Venezuela, to where people spend, on average, 35 hours per month standing in lines.
You
go to the store, you stand in line, and then when you get inside the store, whatever it is that they have, you can buy 2 of. It might be a day.
Are they, like,
they
not allowed
eggs?
To, like, grow their own vegetables and stuff?
You can grow them, but they get seized by the Venezuelan government. There have been people that have
been told.
Government
decides who gets food and who doesn't.
There have been people that have been told, you're not working in the factories anymore, you're farming now. And it's just absolutely horrible because, again, you know, as Chris said, the government decides who gets what and when and how. And since everybody is able to buy 2 and you get assigned shopping days based on your ID number.
What?
So your ID number ends with a 1, so you can shop on this day. And when you get to the store, you can buy 2 of whatever they have. Could be pairs of socks. It could be loaves of bread. You don't know until you get there, but whatever it is, you can buy 2 of.
And the government controls means of production.
Yes.
It's not just that. It's that how much a factory can put out, how much farm how much of a farmer's food can make it to market. All these mm-hmm. things are decided by the experts.
I'm just going to take a wild guess and see if Venezuela's got some strict gun laws.
Probably. Yes, very much so.
Probably.
Yeah.
But we look at this in history, and people will talk, you know, you can't have a conversation about death without bringing up Hitler. Hitler
or Mao or Stalin.
But that's the point. Under Stalin, we look at the Russian famine of 32-33.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had had famines before in Russia earlier in the communist reign, but they also had a drought then. 32-33, there was no drought. This was strictly what happens when government attempts to micromanage, centrally plan an entire economy. And as a result, in 1 year, estimates vary between 4 and 10 million Russians died from government programs. That's all it comes down to.
And then in Venezuela, again, they have triple-digit inflation and a nearly 80% currency collapse in the last year. And stores are being told, you're not allowed to sell this for market price. You have to sell this below cost, And if you try to adjust for inflation, then you wind up getting all of your items seized and you go to jail.
Right. This is the only way. Our ideas are so good, only by the threat of force can we make them work.
The article continues. A whopping 93% of respondents told researchers that their income was not good enough to cover their food needs, which would explain why Venezuelans are replacing red and white meat with vegetables and tubers, mainly potatoes, and other cheap options. We talked previously, I believe, and how some Venezuelans are breaking into zoos to kill some of the zoo animals so that they can have food.
Get protein.
The zoo animals that haven't starved to death,
right.
That is. The article, go ahead.
No, I mean, this is the slippery slope, and everybody will, you know, we had lots of people this election cycle saying, you know, but Bernie's socialism isn't that kind of socialism. You know,
it's democratic socialism.
It is.
So there's balloon animals.
No, the theory is that, you know, you only take socialism, you know, from here to there, and then you stop when you've got all the benefits of it. But that just hasn't proven to play out in history. The states that often get talked about are the not the Baltic states,
the Nordic countries.
States, right? So you got Sweden,
are technically not socialist because the means of production are privately held.
Well, but they did tend that way over the last 30 years or so, and what they did was they went in full bore. They were like, socialism, great, because they had these rich, booming economies.
Right.
I've listened to some really good presentations by Swedish economists who talk a lot about this, and it was so good that they felt that they could be very generous and they could take care of everybody. So they implement all these socialist programs, and then everything starts to tank. And that's what happened. And as a result, as a reaction, they wisely rolled back a lot of the socialist programs that they had implemented. A lot of the things that we give them, you know, socialists in America will give them credit for, they've already began to pull back on because they realized this isn't working, number one, and number two, it's going to bankrupt us as a country.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Venezuela, Maritza Landiata, a researcher with the Venezuelan Health Observatory, says there's a change in eating habit patterns since 2014, when the survey, that being the Living Conditions Survey in Venezuela, when that began. Previously, she says, Venezuelans consumed primarily rice, bread, and pasta. Now, it's tubers. In our qualitative studies, we observed mothers who say that they fed their children with only bananas or ayamas, which is a Venezuelan kind of pumpkin, to satisfy their feeding needs. So there has been a couple of times over the last year and a half where I have done this thing called Banana Island, where for a period of days you eat, as far as solid foods, nothing but bananas, and drink a smoothie, put, you know, bananas or plantains in your smoothie, and you can lose, you know, like 5-10 pounds in just a couple of days. So it's a kind of detox diet thing.
Right.
That should not be your primary source of sustenance.
And you can do that if you're wealthy enough to choose to do that. And
right.
Know that if you start to feel ill, you can go out and buy a damn cheeseburger. You know what I mean? Or
right.
You can get some real protein into your system if it's not working for you. These people are doing this because they have no alternatives. And that's
right.
Horrendous.
Yes.
It's criminal. It's immoral.
Additionally, 65% of those surveyed, again, in Venezuela, admitted having children at home who have skipped school for food-related reasons, including filling in for their parents in the long food lines. Those food lines where the average Venezuelan is standing for 35 hours per month. Venezuela's food crisis has gotten so bad that remains of everything from dogs and cats to donkeys and giant anteaters have been found in garbage bags at city dumps across the country. Robert Linares, a Maricabo waste disposal worker told the Miami Herald, sometimes we only find the animals' heads, guts, and legs. We used to see this very little, but the practice is now out of control and on the rise. He added he recently found on the streets the remains of a dog that had been skinned and dismembered. This, of course, being called the Maduro diet. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top host companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. From Venezuela to alternative facts. And, you know, there might be some people claiming that, you know, all of that information out of Venezuela is alternative fact. I'm sure Maduro would say that.
Absolutely.
And alternative facts is a code word that was created, I believe, by Press Secretary Sean Spicer for, I didn't tell a lie, I just presented you with alternative facts.
It's definitely become a meme.
I'm 6'9", and I dumped on Shaquille O'Neal in the 2005 NBA All-Star Game.
Nice.
That's not a lie.
Wow.
That's just alternative facts.
Well, there you go. So,
sounds like fake news.
It does. You have something, though.
So I do. So to lighten it up a little bit, this is kind of a, you know, upbeat story that's titled, "An Age of Alternative Facts, a College Course on Calling Out Scientific Crap."
Okay.
This comes from statnews.com.
Is that a technical term?
Does the article say?
I don't know. We'll have to dive
a
little.
Or does it use a different
word?
Well,
there's a subtitle that's Calling BS in the Age of Big Data.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, so it starts off. Tired of alternative facts, fake news, and breathless hyperbole. Two professors.
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole, I believe. Is that an alternative fact?
No, no.
Actually how it's pronounced.
What does that mean?
I've never
heard that before.
Making something sound bigger than it is. Hyperbole.
Sensationalism.
There you go. Good way to put it.
Okay. I think we could do without that word anyway. Two professors at the University of Washington are trying to strike a blow for science. Their weapon? A new course calling BS in the Age of Big Data. The class website and colorful syllabus went online last month and almost instantly went viral. We woke up the next morning to chaos. We had 20,000 visitors. Our mailboxes were full. We were getting book offers, said Carl Bergstrom, a biologist who helped create the course. Bergstrom's teaching partner, Jevin West, an assistant professor in UW's information school, put it this way. We just struck a nerve. Bergstrom and West are longtime scientific collaborators and have spent years grumbling about the inflated claims, manipulated algorithms, and twisted interpretations of scientific research that they see not just in the popular press, but also in grant applications and scientific papers. We just thought, instead of griping, we could make a class, a really fun class, Bergstrom said.
So it sounds to me what they're saying is, you know, we're just tired of people manipulating statistics.
Right, just BS.
There's lies, damned lies, and statistics.
I don't know, but I think I say it every day. You know what I mean? I mean, just because it is, it's one of those things that's absolutely true. How you present something, you can present almost any idea in a way to sway opinion one way or the other.
Right, and then, you know, even with quote-unquote scientific studies or scientific questionnaire sort of thing. You know, like, oh, this was a scientific poll because we had a large enough sample size. If you ask the question a certain way, you're going to get a certain answer. And there have actually been studies to show that, manipulating the phrasing of the question changes the outcome.
Which is why we should be suspect of polls, for example.
Yes.
And to back to your earlier question, Mark Twain is the one who popularized that phrase. There are lies, damn lies, three kinds of lies, damn lies, and statistics. But he attributed it to British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli.
So
there you go. Now we know.
So the other thing that's cool, it says that though the course will be held on the University of Washington's Seattle campus, capped at 160 students, it filled in the first minute of online registration, but the materials are available free online.
Sweet.
I love when they do that.
How will people ever be educated?
Lectures are expected to be posted as well.
Wow.
And they actually have the syllabus online, and I'm not going to read the entire thing, but the final sentence of their syllabus in bold letters says, "Our aim in this course is to teach you how to think critically about the data and models that constitute evidence in the social and natural sciences."
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. So, yeah, that is one of the things that seems to be a lost art, and I think it's always in danger is critical thinking that we, so many of us are just swayed by a headline and a claim,
Right.
That's it. I read it. I saw it on Facebook.
I think a lot of teachers these days discourage critical thinking as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I know just from my experience, it was like my favorite teachers were always the ones that would get really excited if you asked a question that they didn't have an answer to, because it was like expanding on what they already knew.
Yeah.
It was that opportunity to expand.
Right. And for them to learn.
Most schools now will try to teach you what to think.
Exactly.
Not how to think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
It really is. And I hate to blame things on technology, but that is one of those things that immersing yourself in social media 24 hours a day will do to your brain. I really firmly believe that. If you're never thinking about anything, you're just taking things in as fact, then you're never going to exercise that skill.
There's also confirmation bias, to where somebody sees a headline that agrees with one of their pre-existing biases about whatever group or whatever person, and they don't look for 2 seconds that, this is from The Onion, or this is from The Daily Current, or this is from some site that if you click on it and then scroll to the bottom and try to click an About Me the About Us, it's either not clickable or it takes you to a page that says everything on this site is made up.
Right. And again, dangers of immersing yourself in social media. Social media tries to give you what you are interested in. So we sort of are creating our own little echo chamber, our own reinforcement for the things we already believe.
So as libertarians, I like my status.
Yeah, exactly.
I want an echo chamber of people that don't post made-up stuff as if it were real. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll go back into this article in just a moment to the phones, where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, I've got good news for you. The soda tax in Philadelphia has seen a reduction in soda sales of 50%. That's got to make you happy, right?
Well, it does, you know, because it'll be less people on diabetes and kidney failures and people put on dialysis, you know. So it's a good thing, you know.
Not necessarily. I'm guessing that if you look at the suburbs of Philadelphia, you'll see that they've had a spike in soda sales. But that's not what you called in about tonight. Well, what's on your mind, Sarah?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to... you know, it's kind of related to this. It's because of that. Yesterday at night, I talked about education, how the first thing they love to defund is our libraries, computer centers, and our schools. And, but,
there's a term for that. It's called the Washington Monument syndrome, to where they cut the funding for things that people like, but then they continue funding the things that people don't like or don't want so that people like you get all up in arms of, how dare they cut funding for this program that I really, really, really like.
How dare cut funding to libraries?
We can just you know, wind up raising your taxes, and then people say, well, if it'll give us this thing that we like.
Right.
No, but I think cutting funding from libraries is specifically to keep people from having access to education that's not in their controlled Department of Education, because libraries are full of information and alternative ideas contrary to what they teach in school.
Sure.
And most libraries only get a fraction of their funding from a government entity,
yeah. So
they'll survive, as will art museums. They'll survive without the government funding.
Right.
Take that.
Well, the thing is that we really have to fight really hard to get the new library built in the Southeast. They've been talking about it for 10 years. But my point, again, is that, you know, they have money for that sports arena, $100 million or $150 million, whatever.
Yeah, and I don't think they should be spending money on that. And this is something that we said last night, just because we oppose funding one thing doesn't mean that we support funding something else. We're against funding all of it.
My point is that my emphasis is that they emphasize this entertainment, $3 million on the Summerfest downtown. It's about dancing and partying. It makes us feel good, but right. It doesn't make us any smarter. That's how much they blow every year, $3 million, and all these money blown on parties and sports complexes and entertainment and sports and ball games. And yes,
hey. I'm right there with you. I agree with you completely.
This is done on, my thing is that this is done on purpose, okay? Because they've threatened us by being able to read and being educated, because we will figure out that the sugar is killing us. Because people that go into the health professionals, they learn when they get educated, and they're reaching out and trying to help other people. So there is a threat of controlling us to be educated. The dumber we are, the more they like it.
Right. So why do you want the government educating you if they're the ones that want you dumb?
But they don't really want us. They want us somewhat smart so we could do the job. So we
right.
can count change. And we
right. They want you smart enough to know what to think, but not how to think. Sarah, thank you for the call. Let's go to Greg. Calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I guess I've become a sort of fairly regular caller a couple days ago. Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
And lady.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, Heather.
Hi.
So I called in about 2 days ago. I don't think you were on. I was talking about how if people had a sort of safety net, they would be more free and they would be able to get jobs. And someone mentioned, who called in, there was sort of this idea that I don't like work. Sorry, my voice is not so great today. I don't like work. I don't like working. I just want a free handout. The thing is, I actually love my job. What I do is I make, apps that have been downloaded by several million people around the world in over 110 countries. I love what I do. And even if I didn't make millions of dollars, let's say, doing it, if I made $10, I would still choose to do this if I could, if I didn't have to pay the rent.
Right.
So my point is, it's not out of a sense that I don't want work that I'm saying this. I actually see less freedom among people that, you know, frankly, live paycheck to paycheck, have to feed their families. I actually trust people to still want to work, not everybody. But enough people will want to work without the threat of hunger and eviction, which is true also. There's coercion on that side. There's not just coercion on the side of the people getting taxed. There's always coercion on the side of the workers, the people that have to work to basically keep a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point.
Do you think that people that become dependent on the government largesse for their survival, for their day-to-day, do you think they are more easily manipulated by politicians or less manipulated?
I believe people, unfortunately or unfortunately, get dependent on whether it's a full-time employee paycheck from a corporation. In Japan, there's a whole culture that you choose your corporation. It's like feudalism. You're going to get dependent on your salary. So,
hold on. Part of what you said cut out there, Greg.
You get dependent on that steady paycheck regardless of who pays your salary. I would like it to be unconditional, just the basics, but unconditional. Regardless of what you do, you can't lose your, say, your food stamps or whatever. You can't lose it. You can't go hungry. And at that point, you're free. You're free to decide, hey, you know, I don't want to be an Uber driver. I want to cure this disease. And you start studying. And if you abolish intellectual property, you can actually contribute to a growing body of knowledge. I want to see this become a knowledge society.
I just had a huge debate on Facebook about that, getting rid of the intellectual property laws.
Yeah, but I think that the key question here is whether people will be better off or worse off with a guaranteed livable wage, a universal, what's the term, Daryl?
Universal basic income. And yeah. There's actually an article from FEE, that's the Foundation for Economic Education, titled UBI is Even Worse Than Welfare.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Greg, and this is just my opinion. I think that when you take away the need for any work, in other words, that's the idea of UBI, is that I can literally do nothing and I will not die. That's it. You know, I'm going to have a roof over my head, or I'm going to have food, and I am free to pursue whatever I want. A lot of people. To me, that's what required. That's why I got jobs.
Like, all these got to work.
All these were the reasons why I did well in the corporate world, and why I've started my own companies over the years, and why I've done all these things, because I did not want to be dependent on someone else for everything. And that's what that does. The other side of that is the effect on people's psyche. I think it's an altruistic thought to believe that people, if they have just this basic income that they never have to worry about, will suddenly come up with these amazing things that they want to do to help better mankind. I think a lot of them are going to just say, cool, no more work. Yeah. We just may disagree on that.
Greg, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the alternative facts course here in moments.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
you may own a knife. But if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to invite you to try my pillow.
Me?
Not mine. You can't come over and take the one that I use, but you can get your very own My Pillow. Risk-free for 60 days. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike regular pillows, you can take your MyPillow, throw it in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and then it's actually usable. It doesn't just get turned into kindling for building a campfire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Skype. I believe we have Parker on the line on Skype. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, other hosts.
Heather and Chris.
Yes. So, I'm sure that you guys are aware of the fact that in 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the police have no obligation whatsoever to protect you or your property, right?
That was one of many court rulings, yes.
Right. Well, my understanding of a contract is that, or a business agreement, is if I agree to give you X in exchange for a good or service, and the party in question does not uphold their end of the deal, I am of no obligation to pay for that good or service, right?
Unless there's a little asterisk that says, unless you're the government.
Now, here's something interesting, and it's one of the things that I really like about New Hampshire. Written into the New Hampshire State Constitution is the following sentence. When men enter into a society, they surrender up some of their natural rights to that society in order to ensure the protection of others, and without such an equivalent, the surrender is void. That's Part 1, Article 3. Now, the problem runs into, even though the U.S. Supreme Court on more than one occasion has ruled that there is no obligation to protect, they still claim that, nope, you still have to surrender some of your rights because those cases didn't involve anyone from New Hampshire. So, therefore, what's the phrase from elementary school? Nanny, nanny, boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. Basically.
Wait, so is he saying, though, like, in terms of, like, consumer, like, buying something? So, like, if you were to pay somebody to do work on your porch and you didn't like what they, the work that they did, would you still have to pay them for it?
The claim is that...
So I'm asking him what his question was.
Okay, well, I mean, let's say, hypothetically speaking, that my parents asked me to snowblow the driveway after a really heavy snowstorm.
Okay.
And I didn't snowblow the driveway. And there was the agreement that
breach of contract.
Yeah, if I snowblew the driveway, I would get $20. But because I didn't render the service that they had asked of me, no payments can be garnered from that.
Right. So the correlation to the police would be, I pay you with my taxes, therefore, and you don't provide the service, therefore, go ahead, Parker.
So, basically, if they're not protecting us, why are we paying them?
Because they have the guns.
So we pay them to come get people that are dangerous and detain them and keep them out of the general public.
But they're not
original.
They're not obligated to do that.
You pay them because they have the guns, and if you don't pay them, then you go to jail. But unlike a business agreement to where, you know, if you don't want the services provided by McDonald's or Target or Walmart, you don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Governments claim we exist with the consent of the governed. Now, there are various types of consent. There's express consent, meaning that you have taken an action to say, I give my consent to X. And then there's implied consent. You consent to me punching you in the face because you did not move back fast enough or far enough, and the government say that because you are within jurisdiction that we claim, you have consented to everything we do.
But my question is, okay, what do you call representative consent? Or is that just its own thing? Because we have, allegedly, at least we started out with
a form of implied consent. You have not left, so therefore you consent.
Okay.
Right. So the question that I have is, what would happen, hypothetically speaking, if I were to write up a notice of cancellation and give them to the mayor of the town I live in, the chief of police, the sheriff, the county commissioner? What would happen?
I think that's a better question for a Wednesday night when Jay Noon is here. He definitely has some theories.
You can
always
give it a try and then call back in and let us know what happened.
Well, yeah, that's what you need to do.
Jay definitely has some theories on this, and I forget what he has termed this form of letter, but Jay would be the one that I think you should ask on that, Parker. Thank you for
thanks.
The call.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Matthew calling in from Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
Great.
I was watching a YouTube video of this woman who analyzes body language, and in one of her more recent videos, it was of the Trump and Netanyahu press conference, the Israel prime minister. I wanted to know, in general, what you guys think of Israel. I've heard arguments that they have too much control over U.S. foreign policy. People in the comments section seem pretty excited about Netanyahu and Trump. I was someone who kind of liked Trump in certain aspects. Maybe I was tricked by
Stefan Molyneux or Christopher Cantwell or people like that. But I liked him specifically in the anti-political correctness stuff. I think I may have been conned a little bit. Maybe he is just really, in truth, a representative of the establishment. But I wanted to know what you guys thought about Israel in general, basically.
I'll give you my 2 cents worth. Israel's a country thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away, and if people want to donate money to the Israeli cause, feel free. I don't think my tax dollars need to go there, but I don't think my tax dollars should go anywhere, or even there should be my tax dollars. So I'm not in favor of any foreign aid. I think it's a ridiculous concept.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I stand. So
I'm kind of with Chris on that one. And my thing is when you understand the concept of governments and what governments do, it doesn't really matter if it's the Israeli government, if it's the United States government, if it's the Saudi government. Any government that's not voluntary and based on coercion and violence is going to end up having corruption. So the Israeli government is just as, like, guilty of the same stuff that America is. Do they drop bombs on innocent people? Yes. Okay. They draft people into their military and force them to fight. They take them out of religious schools and they make them go fight in wars that to many Jewish people is actually unethical. Okay. And there were protests in New York City of a bunch of Orthodox Jews that were protesting the state of Israel, saying that they didn't want their Jewish men taken out of their religious schools and their religious studies to go fight in these bloody wars, and, you know, then, that they really they don't want to fight.
And then they'll seize territory from Palestinians and then, you know, ex post facto decree that, no, that was a legal settlement, even though the law was changed after the settlement was created to say mm-hmm. that it's legal.
This is why I just...
I think the people of Israel are good. I think government, the Israeli government, is just as bad as the American government and is as bad as the Russian government.
Or the Palestinian government, or...
You know what I mean?
Syrian government. I just... If I could wave a magic wand, we would just be out of the Middle East completely. Let things happen. Let trade take over and let us establish our relationships with people based on trade, not based on...
And cooperative means, peaceful means.
Yeah.
Matthew, thank you for the call. Hour 3 coming up next, 855-450-3733 is the toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. We still need to get back into this alternative facts story. We'll do that here in moments here on Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.